Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You are looking live at the Mike O'Mara Studios in beautiful Washington, D.C., where today we bring you a very special version of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh.
A day we call Thursday. Yes, Thursday, a magnificent day to do a podcast in our nation's capital. A magnificent day to talk to you, the listeners, and share with you our beautiful thoughts. How's that sound? Does that sound all right?
You sound beautiful. Excellent.
For today is special because our intern Mac is on campus along with Rofo, two of our very special interns. So, what tomfoolery and hijinks will we experience today? Who knows? It's going to be very special.
They're arch nemesis.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they really? Did not realize that. There was friction.
I
just
wanted to talk. Ping. I got a ping to start the show.
So make you feel good, nice. The ping?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
There's nothing quite like a ping, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I will try to muddle through today's show after. I'll probably talk about it on Friday's show, but. A lot of people right now are receiving their modified health care plans for 2018. And Carla decided to show me mine right before the show.
How nice of her.
But Oscar, you came in this morning wanting to talk about seeing Mac in his work environment.
Yes.
We have Rofo and we have Mac on campus today, two of our fabulous interns. And, Rofo's really not an intern anymore. Mac is an intern for life.
We've given life to both of them.
Yeah. We have given life to both
of them. In a Dr. Frankenstein-like way.
Yes. It's alive! Yeah. It's alive!
Rofo was some kid from Manassas when we first met him, right?
Yes. Yes.
Now he's like a producer.
Yes.
Yes, a snot-nosed kid from a producer.
Yeah,
he shed his hateful qualities and become a man about town.
Well, let's not go that far, but
his parents left him for Florida as soon as he got gainfully employed, kind of.
Yes.
And then he had to live in some lady's basement.
And now he's in a group home with a whole bunch of transients and undesirables, men of no fixed address.
Yeah, he's coming up in life.
No fixed address. Rofo, how is life treating you?
Life is good. Life is good. With my other job that I have, I'm coming up.
Yeah, he's coming up. He's actually working 30 hours a week.
He's a desk guy, and he's got a company car.
I've got a company car. Ooh.
Yeah, he's driving again.
Oh, that's right.
You have a company.
Yeah.
What? Tell us about your company car.
It's a very, very spacious, and I really enjoy driving it around. It's a little bit. It's a little bit of an older model. But it still gets the job
done.
Well,
what do you have?
Like a sports car or coupe? What is it?
Well, it's spacious. It's a large vehicle because I have to make a lot of deliveries.
Like an H2 Hummer?
No, not like an H2 Hummer.
H3, maybe.
It's more economical.
Oh, you probably have like an Expedition or something.
Well, you got the make ride, just not quite the
Mrs.
model.
Mrs. Expedition.
Oh, it's a Ford.
It's a panel van?
It's a Ford E350 Ecoline XLT 2001 with 157,000 miles on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's low mileage.
Coming
for 16 years. Woo! That really is.
Properly seems like maintained. Just yesterday, Rofo and I were performing on stage together. It was wonderful.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't
singing.
You go where fashion
one of our live shows, and here's Rofo. We moved to the stage right of the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia. And I would cue Rofo, and then he would sing beautifully.
Okay. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
But that is, I know you're making sport there, but that's an accurate
making sport?
But that is an accurate representation.
What is this, 1948?
That's an accurate representation of the width of his shoulders. from someone who has sat next to him at a hockey game, you know. It's
yeah,
true.
Well, that was really at the hockey game where that happened. It was wonderful. But, you know. So what is the model of the car again? I'm sorry.
It is a 2001 Ford E350 XLT Econoline work van.
It's a panel van.
And what do you haul in the panel van?
Ass.
Am I right?
Bags and bags of free candy.
Oh, like that's like get the kids in the van.
Yuck. That's so bad.
That is funny. That's terrible. Hi, here comes the candy man again.
There he is.
Then you hear the door shut. You know. Mommy. Anyway, that's crazy.
Well,
what do you do? What do you do for a living? I forgot.
I do office furniture installations.
Yeah, high end.
Yeah.
High end.
Slightly used.
Executive desks.
You ever get anything that you know we could use in the you know our studio? Not that we have any room for furniture.
I've asked him.
We are really? So greedy.
For years.
All of us had the same thought at the as soon as we found out that's what he did at different times, we've all asked him the same question.
How could it benefit us?
Get in line, because every time I ask me, it's like, I got to talk to my boss about it, see what we can do, and I get crickets.
That's right.
But, crickets. But he is a fan of the show.
Yes.
He that's a good sign.
I am always listening to the Michael Mehta show.
What now? Why the
I don't
accent,
think he's
Rob
from a foreign land.
Is he from out of town?
No, he grew up in Clifton.
Oh, okay. Then I withdraw the impression. I take it back.
Really? Rob doesn't think old Whitey can run a furniture business.
Well, I know where the furniture business was headed when I left.
Really?
Yeah.
It was going ethnic, was it?
It was. It was a cheaper brand of furniture. The furniture was going into a cheaper direction.
I got it.
And the merchant was not from this town.
Oh, you mean my people?
No, well, maybe, yeah.
I've shopped at Value City. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. There's a place in Newport News called The Dump. That's a great furniture store.
The Dump. Really?
It is the Dump.
Too good to
the
be dump. True section.
You know, we have that, the three of us, Rob Ruffo and Mike O'Mara, we have that in common. You know, I worked part-time at a porch and patio store in Wethersfield, Connecticut, where I, you know.
Porch and patio, a racket.
He's an outdoor man.
It is a racket.
Why is it a racket?
Because the furniture is essentially.
Oh, the furniture, the expense of the furniture.
Yes.
Oh, it's welcome to America. Everything's a racket.
You know where I go? Craigslist.
I could do two, but you have the chip for Craigslist. And I don't know where. I don't have the chip for Craigslist. Right now, I am sitting on items that I would like to sell, but Craigslist terrifies me. And you know why they terrifies me?
Why?
Because of your stories, Mr. Santana.
Yeah, sweaty handshake
because
deals.
Of your horrible stories.
They now have meeting places sanctioned for these transactions. When I was doing it, I had to go into a back alley.
Yeah.
It scares me from those stories. I just, idea of some creep, you know?
And when he tells his stories, it's like he chose the creepiest parking lots. It was never like a well-lit, like a Target or something.
I was 26 and broke. I needed the 150 for my Motorola Razor.
I'm 58 and broke, and I need to sell some things.
Do you know the best furniture in my home is actually your old patio? Furniture.
That was a nice and that
classy.
Was a cheap
classy.
That was cheap patio furniture too.
It wasn't that cheap because it's held up.
No, but it's I mean it was not at the specific
the top,
patio
no.
store. That was like Target or something like that.
I love
it. But here's the thing about it. The Oscar's right, patio furniture is stunningly overpriced.
Yes, it is.
Ridiculously overpriced, and it's aluminum. It's this prefab aluminum crap, and unless you're getting the, you know, the teak.
Oh,
I was out all weekend oiling my easy chair.
By the way, they make that in Manassas. You know that, don't you?
The teak?
They make high-end teak furniture is made in Manassas. I don't know.
What?
I may have
a
sister.
Her name is Antique.
Oh, Antique.
And she makes it there.
I may have a sister that purchased some furniture from the We Know You Are Wealthy store. And they actually put it on her patio, and I saw it actually had a brass plaque, not a plaque like you would say, but like a little brass nameplate.
That's right. I remember this.
On the back of that, and it said Manassas, Virginia, and I said, holy ass! Are you kidding me?
Badge of honor.
Excited. Oh, my God.
I can't
believe
Kathy,
that.
Kathy, look at that escutcheon on the back of that chair. What does that say? Manassas? What is that, a used tire?
Is that Confederate furniture?
Confederate.
Were you trying? By the way, were you trying to be off mic there? Were you trying to?
Yeah, he was yelling.
Oh, I was scared for a second.
He was like yelling from the porch.
But no, it's stunning how expensive. Even the aluminum stuff, and they make it down here. I bought my patio furniture from a place where they make it like down the street. I saw them coming out of these like machines.
You went to the source.
I went to the source. Didn't make it any cheaper.
You know where I want to go one day? I just haven't had the time.
Where?
Is not. Look, Amazon is great. Don't get me wrong. But if you really want to find a deal,
story too.
It's the commercial I see all the time, and you must be doing well. But the Pit of Bob's Furniture looks enticing.
Oh, it
looks
does.
Enticing.
It does.
Bob, it's called The Pit.
And he's got a cartoon Bob that he talks to.
Yeah, and then you walk in, and apparently everything that's been dent and scratched and carved up with a butcher knife is there. You just have to flip over the cushion, and
would
maybe
you like
you'll
to
get
hear-
a new couch.
A wonderful furniture story from when we were shopping maybe 5 years ago.
I love furniture tales.
Would you like to know? Because I do this every time I drive by now, and you guys have never been privy to it, but it's a porch and patio furniture store. It's an outdoor furniture store.
Yes.
Would you like to know the name of the outlet, the name of the retail establishment?
Please.
Carl's.
Hi. Welcome to Carl's. Come in. Welcome to our delightfully overpriced showroom.
Did you shop
this
there?
This is Carl's. I browsed there. I did not shop. Shop would indicate buying something. This is Carl's. This is Carl.
Did you have an opportunity to talk to Carl?
No, I'm doing the guy, the lady.
Oh,
I'm sorry, not the guy.
Oh, my God.
Lady.
I'm doing the nice, hello, welcome to Carl's. You get a lot of that. Rob, you probably know this. You get a lot of that in the furniture retail trade, right?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of time to smoke. What you do, step out of the showroom floor before you spark up, but there's a lot of smoking in the furniture.
What a lovely table you're selling at Carl's. This is really, really nice.
That is one of our signature pieces.
Yes. How much is it? $1 million. It can be on your patio tomorrow for $1 million. I have to tell this story. We're in Carl's. I make a determination within, I'm going to be conservative by saying 15 seconds.
Okay. Because
it's more like eight. It's more like the same amount of time that a bull rider stays on a bull at a rodeo that I make a determination whether I'm going to buy anything in a store.
Mike
O'Mara
into this place. In 8.5 seconds.
So I walk in and I see, I you know what I do? What? I go in, look at the first price tag, and I go, nope.
Yeah.
And I know I'm in. And then she immediately comes over and goes, welcome to Carl's. I'm like, thank you. I want to say that to her. I say, thank you, lady.
Thank you so very much. I know her for her sales style. She's the kind of lady that lets you come in and establish and then greet. This is opposite from the person who hangs by the front door and says, welcome to Carl's. If there's anything we can help you with, we'll be around. But what she wants you
to do. Those people, by the way, ought to hang from the rafters because they are vampires.
They are vampires.
But indoor outdoor furniture is the racket because you're paying for the, I guess, the idea of having indoor or outdoor furniture, but it's really just made for indoor because you got to buy the expensive cover to go outdoor.
Right, exactly.
Welcome to Carl's. I go over to the teak furniture, okay?
Why is teak so expensive, by the way? I just learned this like 2 years ago.
Because it's supposed to be.
That it's like
popular.
But
welcome to America. Yeah. Why is healthcare so expensive?
They gotta import
the
wood.
Because it's supposed to be.
It's hardwood and it also requires a lot of maintenance.
Teak also looks like it's rotting.
Teak is...
It looks distressed. Yes.
It seasons outside.
Do you
want to
see our oiled teak or our distressed teak?
I sit in a chair, right? I go over to the teak, and I'm like, oh, wow, what? This is ridiculous. And I S you not. And of course, Mrs. O'Mara goes, oh, this. And I get that. I get the inhale, which is always great when you're in a retail environment. Oh, Mike, come here. And I'm like, oh, don't like that sound. We're leaving shortly. Sound. I've already made a determination within eight seconds that I'm not staying here. We go over to this teak. By this time, Vampira is over on another side of the furniture store, and she's like,
you just make yourselves at home. I'll be over here.
And I'm like, okay, so now that gives me, and I call that license to sit. So we're at this little teak group, and it's in the middle. And I look, and Carla's going, and I'm like, stop inhaling, because you're gonna inhale dust fumes from the car leaving the parking lot in a second.
Every inhalation costs you $450.
Exactly. So, but it is, I will say this, much like from the We Know You're Wealthy store, it is nice stuff.
Sure.
Okay, it's nice, but I have there is not a chance in hell that I'm putting that out where the lizards live down here in Florida. It's not going to happen.
Too much maintenance.
But I see one of these chairs. I said, well, that's a fine looking specimen of furniture right there. I'm going to sit on it. And as I sit down on it, I hear
Oh.
Like the minute my ample ass
all furniture's
hits
rated.
The chair, I feel like, oh dear. I know. I from my buttocks hitting this pad on the, it wasn't a pad. It was like a little mesh thing between the two pieces.
It was a mesh.
Teak. Yeah. And
it's
I hear the crack.
Grade.
And I know immediately that I have caused damage to this furniture.
Did you stand and scream, this teak is weak?
There are two options. Yes. In this, only two that I can be aware of, okay? Uh-huh. You you intend to linger and perhaps purchase something, and you want to explain or just say, what's with this?
Guilt.
And the second option is get up, don't even examine your damage,
right,
and make for the door, which is option two, the one we happen to take.
I would think that's the wisest option. Meanwhile,
Carla's over like at the corner table going, oh, and I'm like, get over here. She said, what? I said, get over here. What? I said, I broke the chair.
I thought you said you were going to tell her that you distressed the teak.
Yeah,
I distressed the. Well, I did distress the teak. I distressed the teak, but didn't want to hang around to see where the hairline fracture was and the particular piece of wood.
Don't want to call attention to it. If you were to examine it, Vampira would have swooped in.
Yeah, she would have. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Can we interest you in something else? No, I don't even care. She's not going to make me pay for it. I know that. I mean, it's a floor sample. That's what they're for. Mm-hmm. You sit on them. Sometimes they break. I'm sure I'm not the first person. But I say to Carl, I said, we are getting out of here. Don't you just want... I said, listen to me. Mike, why are you being like... Get over here.
Time to go.
I broke the chair. She said, really? I said, yes, I broke the chair. You did? I said, yes, get out. We have to get out right now. Ding. They're going to shoot us. They're going to send us to jail. Get out. Get out. And we got into the car. And now, forever, when I drive down here, when you come and visit, you can always look by and say, hey, it's Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Carl's Furniture, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Yeah. Hello. Welcome to Carl's. We're delighted to have you with us. Oh, by the way, if you go to the back where the lady's smoking a cigarette, she will give you your Vaseline so you can make your next purchase as you bend over.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm here to ask your permission if I could date Cheryl.
Wow.
Wow? I want to go out with your ex-wife.
How would you like if I went out with Mary? Huh? Would you like that?
That's stupid.
What does that mean?
It means you want to call... My ex-wife, Mary Steenburgen. Larry David wants to ask Mary Steenburgen out.
Oh, Larry David is not cool enough for Mary Steenburgen?
But
Danson is? Is that it?
I didn't say that, but there's something in there.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what?
Larry,
I'll call her right now. How's
pain,
that?
Man.
How's that? I'll call Mary.
I can't believe it.
Hey, it's Larry David.
Hi, Larry.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Mayor. Let me ask you something. You know what's going on with Ted and Cheryl?
Ted told me he was interested in seeing her, and I told him to go for it.
Well, I was kind of wondering, you know, if he's going to go out with her, why not you go out with me?
I just, God, I love you so much.
Maybe you're just not my physical type.
Sure, I understand.
Okay.
Bye, Lair.
What'd you say?
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
Santana.
Wow. It's back.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Curb is back, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I am throwing a curveball to Mr. Spiewak.
What's that?
Shall we get Mr. Diamond on the line right now?
And I think that would be great.
And we can do our draft.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm talking about draft.com. It's not draft.com. It's draft. It's an app. That's what you call it.
Yes.
Playdraft.com if you're doing it on your computer. We're going to get Nikki Diamond on the show. I am on the website right now. And we're going to have a draft. I'll let Oscar do do what he needs to do.
Yeah, I'll send it
over.
Let
me tell you about Draft. Fantasy football fans, you got to try our new favorite app, Draft. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people, like I do with Oscar and Rob, mm-hmm. just like in a season-long league. Also, I'm following a bunch of you on Draft right now, and you're following me. I'm very, very excited about that. We love Draft. It lasts for just a week. There's no management, no salary caps. Just set it, forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. By the way, if you're not in the now, can do the auto draft feature, and that's kind of what I want to do today, and maybe have Nikki do an analysis of our lineups,
which I thought should be. Setting it up right now.
Really, really fun. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. By the way, if you join Draft, I'm M. O'Mara. That's M. O'Mara. It doesn't get easier than that. That's what I am on Draft. I'd love you to follow me. I'd love to participate in drafts with you as well. Hey, but I'm not made of money, okay? So get in early. Anyway, search Draft in the App Store. Join a game in minutes. Play right from your computer on playdraft.com. The choice is yours for a limited time only. All new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, and then you can follow me at M. O'Mara. But you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. Now, I know I threw you guys a wild card here on our Thursday show, but it is the day we do our draft, and we do have Mr. Diamond standing by.
Yes, and I have sent you an invitation to our three-man draft as well.
Oh, cool. All right, Big Sillies Week 6?
Yes.
I'm in the Big Sillies Week 6. Let's see if we've got Mr. Diamond on the line right now. Mr. Diamond, are you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Nikki. Woo! How are you, Nikki Woo! Diamond?
A little upset, to be honest.
Really?
Yes.
Are you in the toilet?
10 miles.
What's going on?
In the bathroom? What's
talking
going on?
My heart is in the toilet. I feel like I've been put down by a friend.
You sound so far away. Yeah. Are you by any chance in Orlando? Oh, no, you're not. I'm sorry. Just checking on
Happiest
you.
Happiest place on earth.
That fell through. Where I should have been, and at a wedding, but somebody didn't invite me.
Oh, wow, man. That's terrible, Nikki. You want to go to a wedding, and you're friends with this person, and they didn't invite you?
Yeah, his name is Bermuda Boy. Maybe you know him. You stand right at him.
Oh, Oscar. Nikki wanted to come to your wedding.
Nikki, there was a short list, and you weren't on it, my friend.
Hey, Nikki, if it's any consolation.
Thank you for making that abundantly clear.
Rob and I weren't invited either, Nikki,
nobody was.
Hey, Nikki, here's what I want to do. I want to tell you, right now we're on our new client draft. We're on the app right now, and we're going to do our draft. We're going to do an auto draft. Do I just go into enter, Oscar?
Yeah, just go to auto, just enter, and then auto draft. I think you're
so
right.
So there are two entrants. Where's Rob Spiewak? Is Rob in it yet?
I'm in. I'm drafting. I already clicked auto,
What? Oh, two. Well, why does it say two enter? Oh, I've got to enter.
Yes.
I'm an idiot. I'm such an idiot.
No, you're fine. So
are you drafting right now?
Yeah, when I hit auto,
it says, oops, the draft is full.
Yeah, it's just Rob and I. You missed your window. Well, I'll send you another one. We'll work it out.
Let's do it again.
Okay, I'll do it again.
Here we go.
All right, Rob, why don't you work it out?
I'm glad this was coordinated so well.
I'm sorry. But what I want to do, we're going to do the auto draft that takes like seconds, and then I want you to break down who you think's going to win in our fantasy football draft this week.
Let's do this. Mike, as I send it over, look for the notification. Let Nikki make his picks, and then we'll go to our picks.
Cool.
What?
Okay.
Go ahead, Nikki.
I got a better idea. Hold on, Nikki. Hold on. Let's do this. Why don't we just give your lineups to Mr. Diamond, you and Oscar,
perfect.
And then we'll do ours after Nikki leaves.
That works. I've got Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback, and I've got Le'Veon Bell. I've got Evans as one of my wide receivers here. I'm sorry.
What's his first name, Oscar?
Oh, I don't know. Mike Evans?
Starts with an M, yes. It's Mike Evans from Good Times.
It is Mike Evans. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Mike Evans.
It is. Who do you have?
I have Tom Brady at quarterback. He's very good.
What's the other first name, sports guys?
I have L. Fournette.
You've got Todd Gurley as well.
Todd Gurley. Yes. I think L. Fournette, L, is not an initial. I think it's his Spanish name.
You've got Michael Thomas as one of your wide receivers. And Julio Jones.
And Julio Jones.
Yes.
This is Spurlock dominating this.
Nice!
Yes, mate. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers at the Vikings, they usually play them tough. I don't think he's going to be as good as he normally is. You got Mike Evans, a little bit of an underachiever this year. There was Le'Veon Bell. You're counting on these guys that have to step up that haven't been stepping up, and I feel like you're asking too much. You know, you might have missed the ball on that. It's almost like waiting that long to get married. Maybe it doesn't.
Marcus Serta wants me to join a draft on draft.
Stay far away from him.
Wow, this is
all right. So we'll see what happens with Rob's picks, and then we'll get Mike involved in the next draft.
Exactly.
What do you have for your picks of the week?
Yes.
Well, my pick of the week is playdraft.com, because clearly you can do multiple drafts in one day. You can sit there all day and just do draft after draft after draft.
Guys,
who should be drafting is Lamar Miller for the Houston Texans. They're playing at home versus the horrible Cleveland Browns. They will run it down their throats. Lamar Miller will get a touchdown. He will get 100 yards. He is the diamond pick of the week. Light it up, baby!
Light it up. That is it. Now, listen, you said the Giants a while back were going to beat Tampa. That was your very – that was the only Merle that I remembered, Nikki.
Sure thing.
It didn't pan out, but I love the feature. And that's why not only do we like the pick of the week, but we like your lock of the week, your guaranteed winner, which is your Merle.
It's the Merle. It's Hail to the Merle. Bet on the Redskins. They will have victory. They're going to destroy the 49ers. They're at home. The 49ers are coming off two straight home games. That's three in a row. It's going to be a beatdown. It's a Burrow. Shut it down. It's happening. Put a condom on, though.
Wow. He's so far away,
you,
but
Nikki.
It's just Merle. And all right, sorry about Orlando. Nikki, thank you.
Sorry
God bless
about
you.
Orlando.
Thank you. And I like to communicate cryptically with Nikki Diamond. Nikki, have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
You got it, baby.
There he goes.
Bye, baby.
Light him up.
Light them up.
I love the pick of the week, but the Merle is very special. Yeah. So what the hell happened that I didn't get in on the Big Sillies Week 6? What's going on here?
You
didn't join fast enough. But we'll do it again.
We'll do another one.
I'm going to take care of it. Well, why don't we do it right after the show? So we all are in.
I
want to
do it now.
All right, we'll do it now.
Damn it. That's it. I don't want to do it after the show.
Big Sillies 2.0?
Right, yes, that's what I'm right.
Perfect.
Big Sillies 2.0. I'm waiting to get invited here. It's a $5 entry fee. It's going to cost us all more money because I was slow. I apologize.
Mike, you were doing a show.
I know I was doing a show.
You can't be blamed for that. You're actually working.
By the way, it's Draft in the App Store. Just look up Draft and you can get involved with us and you can be like Marcus Serta or, let me see, F1975.
Government cheese is involved.
Government cheese is involved in this right now. This way, we love this new client, and we're very, very excited for him. And we're just waiting to get the.
I've sent you the invite. We're going to get in 2 seconds.
Right now, here we go. Enter.
Okay, enter.
You can go auto if you'd like, or you can make your picks.
I'm doing auto. That's the way I'm doing it as well. Oops, this draft is full. What the F is going on? Why is the draft full when I immediately did it? What the F is happening?
I think
happening
we hit auto too quick,
to
and it starts without him.
Did you both? What do you both just yet go click, click?
I haven't hit auto yet.
All right, we'll figure it out. God damn it.
I'm going to hit auto now. Ready?
I swear to God.
Here we go.
There it is. No, there's your... God.
It's just the two of us.
Again?
We'll work it out.
Hold on. I'm going back in. I'm going back in right now to see what's happening.
I can do this.
No, the draft is full. So whatever you're setting this up as a...
Are you setting up as a two-person draft?
Setting it up as a two-person draft.
This is my fault.
Yes.
This is not Mike's fault. This is my fault. All right.
Are you able to set it up as a three-person?
I got it.
Draft?
Yeah, I just did the three-person.
All right, so
3.0.
That's going to be three.
3.0.
That's a $15 mistake right now.
Only 10 because the last $5 is going to work.
It's 15 for you.
Yeah, it is. Well, but I'll win it all back.
It's zero for me.
All he does is win it back.
That's it.
It's zero for me.
Mike, and you're up for the year after our initial bet.
I got a bankroll, baby.
Yeah, bankroll. Okay, I'm creating it. Big Sillies 3.0. This is fun.
Jesus.
It's going to be the three.
Let's go.
I'm entering now. Here we go. I'm entering.
Big money.
Still spinning.
There we go.
Okay.
Enable push. What do you mean enable push notification? No, I don't want to do that.
No, that doesn't happen to mine.
No.
All right. Three-person draft.
You have 50 seconds.
50 seconds, Mike.
48.
Just hit auto.
I'm scared. I don't want to hit auto till Mike's in.
Yeah, you got to get in. All three of you are in.
Okay, now auto.
Yes. And now we go.
Here we go.
I can't wait. If I get Aaron Rodgers again. By the way, Todd Gurley's going to burn you, unless he's due. He burned me last week.
I will personally guarantee.
Yeah.
He burned me last week. Personally guarantee I'm going to win all three of these.
I lost.
I'm going to be $50 to Mike.
$50.
It says draft has not started.
It'll start in 17 seconds.
You don't see the countdown on your end?
At the top?
Yeah, 14, 13.
Yeah, those are seconds 12. Going down.
All right, where do I put auto draft? I don't know.
Top right hand corner.
See, there's a switch. What says auto in the top right?
Auto.
I don't want to miss out.
Don't miss out.
You're not going to miss out. If you're in, you're in.
I have the second pick. All right. It started.
Did you hit auto?
It has begun.
No, I didn't hit auto.
Well, then you're going to have to make a pick, and this is going to be fun.
No, you can hit auto now. You're on the clock. Hit auto.
All right, well, auto.
There's too many buttons. Oh, no.
All right, I've got.
Ruffles.
There we go.
Just shaking.
All right, I made my pick.
Was it Y.A. Tittle? The late Y.A. Tittle.
All right, yeah, my pick now again. Once again. Let's see. Hold on. Oh, man, I'm getting nervous now.
Don't be nervous.
You're going to get this done, Mike.
All right, here we go.
I'm rooting against you, but I'm rooting for this segment.
Don't know what I'm doing.
It's like free money.
Free money.
All right, Oscar's in. Todd Gurley.
Oh,
Oscar selects Todd Gurley. My pick, here we go. I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins. That's who I'm going to pick for my
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's so great. I'll pray on that.
He also had inside information. Homer.
Right,
look at you.
I'm going now.
Watching that game.
All right, my pick again. All right, what do I need? I need a wide receiver.
Yeah.
I want a Redskin wide receiver.
Art Monk.
No, I'm going to go... All right,
Gary Sanders.
All right, very good. Now it's Oscar's
pick. Get the posse,
pick.
Gary.
Oscar
Clark.
Picks Mike Evans. Did you pick my? All right, Robert, you pick your auto.
He's auto drafting.
All right, my pick. All right, what do I need? I pick another wide receiver,
and I auto win.
No, not T.Y. Hilton. Ever. Never. Never. Never.
Pick your Giants, Mike. They're due.
Giants are due.
No, I'm not going to pick my. Where are my Redskins?
Division strength for the Giants.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mike, you're holding up this draft here. Come on.
Oh, he got injured. No, but I got Stephon Diggs. I'm going to get screwed on that. All right, here we go.
Okay,
are we ready?
Yes.
We have my line. I have Kirk Cousins of your Washington Redskins, Kareem Hunt, Jordan Howard, Travis Kelce, and Stephon Diggs.
All right. I've got Tom Brady. We've got Leonard Fournette. We have Todd Gurley, which is going to kill me, Mike Evans, and Antonio Brown.
I have Aaron Rodgers.
Incredible lineup.
Solid.
Aaron Rodgers, Le'Veon Bell, M. Gordon, Julio Jones, and M. Thomas.
Right. Here's the homework for next week.
Yes.
We need to know f***ing first names of players in the NFL.
I had first names.
All right. So I can't even begin to tell you what a crap lineup I just selected.
Yeah, but at least you only have one crap lineup. I have three.
Mike, you picked a receiver with a groin injury. What is going on with you?
I know. That's it. We have to take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
That won't hurt him.
Hope you enjoyed that. This portion of the program brought to you by Draft. Or playdraft.com.
That was better than just all auto.
They certainly got their money's worth there, didn't they? My God.
I think that was a 60.
We will take a break and come back with more fun, and we'll talk about Mac in his native work environment. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Bob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omeracast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now that it's fall, life is more hectic than ever. That's why I care about getting my best quality sleep, and it's why I love my Sleep Number bed. To be your best during the day, you can't afford a mediocre night's sleep. You can, however, afford a Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. It's the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart.
I'm smart.
They actually sense your every move and automatically adjust so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? I don't think it does. Mm-mm. I love my sleep number. It's still, for me, an 80, not an 85. Now, when I say it's still, I go between like an 80 and an 85. Maybe sometimes I'll go down to a 60 or 65 if I want to get a little softer feel.
But how great is it that you have the option to do it?
Yeah.
It's fun to experiment, too. Carla's is 65, got a 95 on my Sleep IQ score last night. I feel great. Sleep number beds cost about the same as traditional mattresses, but they last twice as long. Plus, 91% of owners recommend them. You're talking to one right here. Best of all, right now, Queen mattresses start at only $699.99. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. That was just pandemonium in the last break, and I brought it all on myself.
A lot of cash.
Caught your breath.
A lot of cash.
Yeah. Very good.
Cash money.
You want to go mano-a-mano this week?
Mike, I know this, that when you lose, you got to dust yourself up off and then get back up.
You got to dust yourself up, Mike.
And then you got to get back in. But can we do it for $25 instead of $50?
No, do you have that much money in your skirt, Sally?
Fine.
What you have to do is pull yourself 50. Off by your bootstrap.
That's right, exactly.
I'll send you the invite right now. This is all the money I have left.
You mean we'll do it? We'll do it on. But hold on.
Do I do it on Friday's show?
Let's do it on Friday's
okay,
show.
Okay.
And because then I like to do it through the app. I have to find on PlayDraft my auto
on the desktop.
Feature
on dish tab.
It's easy. It's right in the top corner.
What? Did you do it on your computer?
No, not on the computer.
We're on the mobile.
You do it on the app. Did you hear what I just said? Did you listen to me?
He needs to find it on his...
I said I have to find it on my computer because I'm on PlayDraft. You're on Draft, the app. You're using the app.
You should use the app. It makes it easy.
That's what I just said.
Yeah,
I'll do
he just
it.
Didn't said that on
this is
show.
The show we're doing. Listen to learn, learn to listen. That's what I'm saying. Because the auto draft feature when I did this, and by the way, a lot of people are following me now. Since
how many people do you have following?
You can only
you?
Find that out on the app too.
Oh. Well, don't you have your phone on? We always get calls during the show. Where's your phone?
I'm just all right.
You need to dust yourself out.
Dust yourself off and get yourself up.
Yes, get back on the horse.
Listen, I know you're thinking we're talking about draft. We're just excited because it's a new thing we're doing.
There's a competition chip here, I feel like.
Yes.
That we're all getting involved. Can you open your
Turning
app
on
well?
Wi-Fi will improve location accuracy.
Well, I know where you are. Don't worry about that.
All right.
He's right in his house. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Oh, is that you being Mike?
It's me.
What, that's me?
No, it's Wi-Fi.
Oh, Wi-Fi. Oh, you're my Wi-Fi? Mike's Wi-Fi sounds like the gingerbread man.
They all do.
Mike, I only have one range.
The Wi-Fi has gumdrop buttons.
Yes.
All right, I'm up to...
5G.
I can't find it.
Just you swipe down on your phone.
I only have 35 followers.
Oh, right. That is disgusting.
I only have 35.
You are super. How many do you have, Rob?
I'm looking right now. Where is it? I have 28 followers. And I'm following two people.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's Draft. Get the app Draft and then follow us.
I'm not even going to mention my number because you guys are just going to be upset.
Thank you, Big Chief. Thank you, California Bobsled. Thank you, Captain Kirk. Thank you, Chalky Colon.
Hey!
And thank you, Dan O'Brien.
Boom!
Go ahead, Rob. Why don't you read this number? I don't feel like...
What does he have?
Oh. You need to swipe up.
Hold on.
65.
65. That's great. That's almost a passing grade.
I want over 650 by the end of today. Thank you very much.
All right.
That's what I want.
Oscar F. Santana. Follow Mike.
Yeah, Chalky Colon. Follow Mike.
All right. We didn't get to it... But Oscar told me before the show that you actually ran into Mac in his work environment.
Natural habitat, Mike.
We talked about giving birth to Rob Ford and actually giving him a life he could live and air he could breathe. We've done the same for Mac here as he now works at Micro Center in Fairfax, Virginia.
A lot of people don't know that when Mac first came to the show, he was in a cocoon.
Yes.
And he had to bust out and become the beautiful beautiful butterfly that he is.
Here it is. Moth. When Mac came to us, he was in community college. He was lying to his parents about going to class. He was watching video games or playing video games in a parking lot of a grocery store. He has since found his calling in this Micro Center environment. Or has he? Let's ask him.
Can I just, from my perspective,
yes,
walking in the store, seeing him help a customer, and Mac has always had an aptitude for computers overall, so I knew that this was good, probably going to be a good fit for him, right? I thought he was going to embarrass us and somehow fail at the job.
Did you have the opinion that the computer environment would offset his total lack of social skills?
Yes.
Okay.
Because when you're just talking to a keyboard, you can't mess that up.
Right.
When you go into a computer store, you expect to meet a nerd. Right. That's the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah. No, you're not going there for coffee and conversation. You're going there for your hard drive.
Because I want to get Oscar's observations, but I'd like to know, Mac, how are you feeling? Are you happy with this job? Do you like your life right now?
I love the job.
You love the job.
He loves the job. Mm.
I love to hear this. You found. Let me ask this. Do you have a greater level of happiness now than you did 1 year ago?
Yes.
That's good. That's thanks for elaborating.
Absolutely. Right.
That's wonderful. Well,
it was an essay question. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I mean, compared to Office Depot, because that was my previous retail job, this is 10 times better. I mean, I was miserable at Office Depot.
What makes it better, and what made Office Depot bad?
Well, one of the main things that made Office Depot bad was their poor selection, any technology. They had a computer department that I worked in, but there was junk. It was pretty much nothing there. This place actually has the good technology. And then there's also the manager who was just horrible at Office Depot.
And you'll see that on the signs, Mike. It says, Micro Center, place has the good technology.
Yeah. Maybe, okay, that's enough with the Office Depot. Okay. I don't want to hear that
just
15
slandering
times,
left
but,
and right.
I mean, you're really slamming them.
Yeah,
right?
Come on, man.
I think it's one of the best outfits ever.
Look in a mirror.
It's a great outfit.
It's a good outfit, Andy Parks.
So, Oscar, thanks, Mac. We'll get back to you in a bit.
Okay.
Let's check in with Oscar and get his observation, shall we?
Gentlemen, you know how in Hollywood they love building these feel-good stories where you've got like an ostracized outsider that can't find anybody that he has anything in common with. Sometimes it's a kid going to a high school in a
could
movie.
Could be Powder.
Or it could be Powder.
Sure.
Or it could be...
Edward Scissorhands.
Hated
him.
Where he thinks he's alone in life and walking through society with
Steve Carell and the 40-year-old
with no one else. Yes.
This is the plot of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. I'm cute.
Yeah, go to an ENT, you jerk.
I shouldn't do one that I don't do Rudolph. I do lots of the other ones. I do Herbie. Mm-hmm. I do the I do that bastard of a coach.
Oh, do the coach. Do the coach.
Rudolph, you can't play any more reindeer games. Yeah.
Dick. Horrible, horrible children's tale at Christmas time.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. Look at Rudolph. Wow. Let's kill him.
Anyway.
Mac.
Want some venison.
Mac. Ho, ho, ho. Shish kebab.
Mac thought he was the last Care Bear alive, and he has found a flock of Care Bears because seeing him in that environment, they were all glowing and sharing.
That's not
because he thrives where I went in there. And by the way, I met his manager, Jeff, big fan of TMOS. Big supporter of the show.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? Nice to see you, Jeff.
Everyone to a man is part of... And look, I know they're a retailer. We push Amazon a lot, but I'm going to tell you that if you go into a Micro Center and you're looking for tech stuff, they're going to help you. They're going to make sure they take care of you.
Great. And it's okay. We can throw them a plot. How about we get a little advertising?
Yeah, Mac. You hear
come
that,
on, Mac.
Some shekels. No. What I will say is this, is that to see Mac in dress pants, his dad's dress shirt, and his dad's tie.
Hard shoes,
working hard. I was like a glowing older brother, right? Where I was like, this I is love awesome.
We take
nice.
A little ownership of this because we kind of feel like he found his way by interning with us and got in there. And you might say, oh, working at a big box retail store is not the idea of Nirvana. But for some people, it is. You know
tech
what?
Support.
One man's,
hey,
one man's trash, another man's treasure. You know, it's fantastic. So you went in there. Did you get some discounted cables?
I got some discounted cables. I got some discounts. Friends and family. It was the last day. I got a hot text from Mac. He said, last day, come on in. So I went in there, and what I also love about Mac is he just loves taking care of people. He walked around with me to the register, and then he introduced me to all his coworkers.
Sure, beats working.
And it was so nice. He said, this is for my other job, and this is my boss for my other job. He was just so sweet and
nice.
And he brought.
Mac, did you find the experience enjoyable as well?
I did. It was a little weird, the clashing of two worlds.
Yeah, Oscar's lived that with Big O and Dukes in our show. I mean, when you get those two together, it's a little stress inducing mm-hmm. sometimes. That's the way. Yeah,
but then I found out one of my coworkers walked up to me because how it's supposed to work with employee discount is I'm supposed to help Oscar shop around.
Yeah, but you're helping customers. I don't want to bone you.
But
well.
The thing is, with Oscar walking around, a lot of people got upset with me because they were supposed to get a little bit commission based on what Oscar was buying.
Oh.
They didn't realize it's employee discount, so all that commission goes away.
By help, they were kind enough. I just thought they were doing their job.
But
didn't know that they wanted to sniff up my skirt because they were getting a little payback.
I didn't know it was commission based. Have you gotten a taste of that, Mac? Are you at that level yet that you get the?
My position is.
Hold on, just a sec. Excuse
please,
me,
please,
just
yeah,
a minute.
Please.
You hey, Frankie, shut up.
We're doing a show, dog.
The boom mic is here. Anyway, the mic
wedding
boom.
Show.
The wedding show. Thank you, Oscar. Thanks for getting that down to me. I appreciate it. So it's here. It's here. So I'm sorry. What happened? What?
The my commission is I get a larger base
pay.
Come on,
stop stammering, God damn it! It's a radio program.
Talk like a man.
The reason you're not getting a commission is you can't talk.
Exactly, that's exactly.
So you have to be there for a while and get the next tier before you get commission. Yes.
Well, no, it's a different job. The people on the sales floor do. I am not on the sales
Mac
floor.
Mac is the geek squad.
Yeah,
tech support.
Okay.
Like he's in a different department.
Yes.
So look, the smooth Asian guy helped me out for a cup of coffee.
Oh, they're great. Oh,
hello there.
Thank you. It's like you were there.
Oh,
I was like, well, there's a good-looking skinny guy,
et cetera.
Yes, Yul Brynner sold him two monitors.
Yul exactly. Brynner playing an Asian guy.
Yeah. Yes. And he said, "Oh, you might want." So he was great, and that. But I, because I'm smart, intimated to him. I said, "Hey, I know Mac McIntosh. I'm getting the employee the friends and family discount. Heads up." He still helped me. I thought it was no skin off his back, but then I didn't know he was breaking Mac's balls behind my back.
Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So is it the Asian guy or the Asian lady that works there?
The Asian guy. There's another Asian lady who's very sweet as well. I met her.
That's terrible.
She got me my iPad.
4K, HDMI, et cetera.
Mac, I'm so glad that life is a
He's thriving.
That's good.
He is thriving.
I'm happy. I am happy he is thriving. He sounds happy. That's good. We've helped him, and we've helped Rofo. We help a lot of people, except for Pony. What?
Our delicate orchid has found his hothouse.
That's delightful. Yes. Aim low. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you had trouble breathing after laughing from Mike's impressions? Do you have questions about Oscar's legal status? Have you been injured as a result of tripping over Rob's little sounds? Call into the law offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. You can call the show at 9 a.m. every Wednesday at 888-920-6673. The offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. Legal advice that we're not legally certified to give.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Do you understand every aspect of refinancing? I don't. It's a complicated process, and with your money on the line, the last thing you want to do is jump in without a total understanding. That's why you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone's office is right here in our building. They are good guys, and they will get you your refi process. They'll do it fast. They'll do it easily. They'll even advise you on whether or not refinancing is right for you. Right now, interest rates are mighty low, so now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial, let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. They can show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high interest credit card debt, or for those home improvements you've been putting off, or to buy a TMOS bonus package that we're going to tell you about later in the show.
Do it.
Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to the best financial plan and get you there fast. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and get a free appraisal at closing. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible, and we thank them. They are wonderful clients. It's great to have people that work with us, and that's great. Yeah. I'm delighted to have
part
them
the family.
On the air. We did our fantasy football. As far as interns are concerned, Rob, I wanted to get an update. The new blood situation with the intern.
Blood
I
don't in, even blood
know
out.
The, you run the intern yes. thing. I don't know. I don't know when they're coming and when they're going.
We have
no
an
idea.
Updated listing at all the universities that tend to feed the show, and we've had some interest, but they have been lackluster in replying to our reply. They
yes.
have, they mm-hmm. have applied. We have replied back, and they're not getting back. So we're going to light a fire under them. And also, I've been in touch with Roger over at GMU, who is a great, great ally to this show and a fan of this show. And I'll get over there and speak soon and
remember,
shake some bushes.
You know what that tells me?
We're not
that
handsy.
That tells me that Thursday is disappointment day.
Oh, no.
Anyway, that's what it is. That
yes.
is, you know, it's just, I have to tell you this. I will, it's frustrating sometimes because I want it all. And that's why DGH is my mantra. Don't get
sure.
happy,
no,
you know, because I just, I constantly.
I would never, want, you know. I would never think that having a to be continued is going to make you happy.
It never.
No,
makes,
no, it never does. No, never does.
It never, never does. Makes me happy. And you know, not
Rob Ford, you're fired.
not that I don't love
you don't
all
work
the people. And you know yeah, what? I'm well, not going to let it ruin the holidays as my we bad. Begin. I believe Halloween is the official
Have
beginning of the holidays.
Yes.
What are you talking to? What are you? What are you doing?
He's doing the thing where he does the sideshow.
Yeah. Well, I don't pay Rob Ford, and you don't, and Rob doesn't. Nobody does. But I said he could have all the beverages he wants.
That's it from our refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's
a
good thing.
Yeah.
The O'Mara's Perks. Boys Perks. Are going all in on Halloween.
Now this
we
is new for you. You're not you've done
in.
Halloween stuff in the past, but that's not a favorite holiday of yours.
It's not a non-favorite. When I was in Manassas, I used to love being at home and having
for
the kids come by the house.
The Boo Bash, you got molars made.
That's true.
The Boo Bash was fantastic.
They were incisors.
Why do you think I'm not into Halloween?
Well,
I
know
Halloween.
That in the past you and I both because we have been shoehorned into radio promotions that,
right?
that have been less than positive experiences. You've been chased.
the thing is, having the little guy
that changes it.
And this is all on me. This is me. This is the way we do it down here. Because, and it does. Don't get me onto a rant about where I live, but I'm going to do a rant because Halloween and trick or treating is not part of this world down here.
Right.
When we have Halloween down here now, we go to the church parking lot where a lot of communities do the same thing now. It's called trunk or treat.
Mm-hmm.
And you get people that come over there and their cars are their homes and they set up and decorate their automobiles.
But they have actual homes too.
Well, they have actual homes, but it's just trunk or treat. I'm not alone, right? You've heard of this before.
This is
right?
all over the place. It's very popular.
But it's also, this is a Safeville, USA, right?
It's
this
safe
is
an town.
Old, it used to be that you would go to the mall and the stores would hand out candy because that was monitorable.
This is better because
Much
people
better.
We know. And,
I don't want Twizzlers in a cross. I'm okay with just the regular Twizzler. Like, I don't need to be.
It's not uber religious, Oscar. It's not. In fact, there's nothing. It has nothing to do. When you think of Halloween,
All
there
Saints
are many
Day.
Religions. There are many religions
Virgin Mary
that
Jane.
Say.
Yeah, Virgin Mary Jane.
All right, I'm going to make Rofo step out of the room if I can't do a show. I'm going to make Rofo step out because he's over there. Oscar's doing a one-man show for Rofo, and I'm just trying to tell my little Halloween story.
Sorry. Okay?
I'm here for you, buddy.
They're not giving out crosses. It's not. It's a secular event. It's a totally secular event. And here's what your boy decided. I said, you know what? We've taken Michael to that once or twice, and it's always fun. I said, hey, Carla. Is it too late to get in on the, why don't we be the giver, not the receiver this year?
You're into distribution this year.
We are going to set up our vehicle as a pirate ship, and we are going to be doing trunk or treat. And I know there are going to be 9 pirate ships there, but F it. I ordered the flag yesterday, and I ordered the little bones that we're going to set up. Carla's getting a board, and we're going to set up the candy bucket in a treasure chest and say, you have to walk the plank to get the candy.
That.
And I have ordered a $40 pirate jacket and shirt from the Big and Tall
it's
collection.
It's the Nina La Pinta and the Santa O'Mara.
That's the Santa O'Mara will be there. I'm looking forward to it. And we're all in. That's all in. That is a commitment
I have
for
a question.
Halloween.
I have a question that's on the mind of many listeners right now.
Sure.
Is Carla going to be a pirate wench?
Carla's sexy. Cryptic about it. I said, hey, you know, because I go,
cleavage?
the pirate chick in many of your cheap-ass little Halloween stories.
Yeah, sexy pirate
quite,
chick.
Quite prominently featured. And I said, you know, so I'm on Amazon, and I'm looking at the sexy pirate costumes. I said, Carla, Look at this. Oh, Rob, can you send that to me?
Of course.
Can you send that to me? Oh. Can you turn it up? This is what I want to play in the background. Army Hardy. Because there's a competition for the best car.
Oh, and the music.
I don't think I have a chance to win. Yeah, it's multimedia is going to work. I'll just crank it up in the car. You
sure,
know?
And you won't be too sick of it.
I'll loop.
Do you have other pirate music
that you can send me? This is the overture from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, much better. Yes. Oh,
yeah, that's great. Yeah. We'll do it on a loop. Can you make me a tape?
Of course.
It's not till the 25th.
I can only get it to you on the 26th.
Do you have a... What are you going to do to make it look like
Rob,
water?
Rob, you're not busy, are you?
Nothing going on.
Like water's around your car. You're going to make waves?
Oh, my God. You know
over
what?
Over the tires?
Get, like blue the cellophane and crumple it around your car so it looks like it's in water.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That might be a plan. And we're going to go to the fabric store. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Use duct tape.
Oh, a lot of duct tape.
Duct tape for everything.
Everything.
I got a big-ass pirate flag.
Pirate hat.
Now, the only thing I was thinking of getting jerry-rigging on top of the car like a giant pirate, some masts, and make it like pirate sails.
Oh, that's dangerous. Oh, cool.
I know how you could do it.
Oh, cool.
Get yourself a big shipping tube.
Right.
I don't know how long you could get them, but if you get like a 4 or 5 foot shipping tube,
UPS store.
It's cardboard and it's light, and you could use that to make your sail.
You think it would work?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need a pirate hat, man.
And you need the sail to be carved up so the wind doesn't take away the tube.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a bandana. I'm going to do the bandana. I'm going to do the pirate bandana. I'm not going to do
fake dreads out of it. Like a
Captain Jack Sparrow. And I might do an eye patch too, and I'll black out some teeth.
You can get that
and,
at the Apple
that'll
store.
Be, you know, it'll
get
be
a
this.
Parrot. I wanna get a parrot.
Yeah, and you know what my philosophy is? When you do this type of activity, if you don't make at least one child cry, you're not doing your job. You're not doing your job.
We're doing something similar at my house this year, drunk or treat, where I'll be handing out beer and liquor.
Do you think this would be over the top that if I leaned over one of the kids that I thought was maybe being too greedy, and I said, "Arr, get out of the ship, you little bastard," that probably wouldn't work well in what?
I'm big on making kids perform before they get
the
their
treasure
candy.
Chest as well.
Right.
It's like, "Who are you?" "I'm Buzz Lightyear." I said, "And what does Buzz Lightyear say?"
Oh, I hate
it. Mm-hmm. To infinity and beyond.
Yeah, you do that shtick.
Do you?
Well, that's okay. That's almost like making them cry.
What's little Michael going to be?
Drunk by about 5 o'clock. What?
What's every little night? Michael going to be?
He's a pirate too. He's going to be. We're right. A pirate family. We're going to be a pirate family.
Got it.
And I was thinking this is another line because I've been composing. Hold on, I've been composing lines in my head.
Uh-huh.
And one of the other ones would be, you can give your body to Jesus, but your ass belongs to me.
Oh, my God.
I think that might not.
Sir, you're going to need to pick up your cellophane and leave Truck or Treat. How about can you get a decent 3-foot plastic alligator and do like a Captain Hook thing?
Online I can. You can't. I don't believe. I know they're a sponsor, but Amazon is where you go to get the discount. And
sure.
And right now it's a question of getting the delivery on time. You got to find out if you're going to be able to get the delivery, like an alligator for the moat or something like
and
that.
And then a hook for your hand.
What about a sign that says honk if you have scurvy?
Honk if you have scurvy. We can make that one home. We can make that one homemade.
Yeah.
Now the way
that's
the way
a common sign in your neighborhood anyway, isn't it?
Honk if you have scurvy. Arr. Here are your saline tablets. There you go. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. Have a full size Snickers. The whole crew's got malaria. Hey, little boy, would you like a full size Skittles or would you like to dig the Panama Canal? Arrgh, hearty. And I'm hoping, and by the way, if there are attractive moms that come along, I will basically bring them into my harem as Blackbeard the Pirate.
Nice.
And they'll have to stay at the car with my wife and I.
They'll have all the they'll be the sexy nurse, the sexy school teacher.
Stay right here. Let the little boys go on their own. I don't care how little they are. It's a secure parking lot.
Is little Michael going to be giving away the candy? Because the set isn't complete with little Michael, right?
I think he is so excited about this that we are going to be doing this. But he also has to make the rounds and get the candy. We have to set up an hour before the thing begins. And I'm not sure what the details are.
You tell him what I tell my kids. I said, I know you want your candy, but this is showbiz and you must perform. Candy is for suckers.
That'll go over with a 4-year-old.
He'll like that.
There'll be no problem at all.
Show must go on.
Wow, what a lovely witch's costume. Why did you linger for a while?
Can you take his pirate bed with you and have it almost like a 3D set?
I was thinking about using the pirate bed. But unfortunately, we had to bag that idea.
Oh,
because you were going to lay with some of your harem?
No, because I'm too lazy. Too damn lazy. Yeah, that would go over well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, Mom. Lay with me. No, that's
just like
that's
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, just watch me lay on the pirate bed.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm a dirty pirate. I'm a dirty pirate. Time for my shower. I just have a hose out there. Yeah. Let me slip out of these dirty pirate clothes.
Yes. Hold this for me.
Now we're getting sick. We'll take a break. News you may not need coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's a chill in the air, and that can only mean one thing. It's autumn, bitches!
Woo!
Time to go out and romp in the colorful fallen leaves. But beware, it's the time of year for chiggers and ticks. That's right. Even worse, TMOS listeners that don't subscribe to the bonus show. That's even worst of all, or worse of all, or worst thing. They suck. Blood-sucking, slimy parasites, leaving you feeling at the very least comedically drained. Don't drain us, you disgusting blood-sucking pigs. Sign up for the bonus show. That's right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. We're going for a really uber big push this holiday season to get as many bonus subscribers as we possibly can. You don't know what you're missing if you don't subscribe. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams autumn. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content. It's simply marvelous, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, listen to me carefully. Quit sucking and get the bonus show today, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Oh, we got a fat one today, so I got to fly through it.
Rock and roll.
Harvey Weinstein did not fly to Europe for some kind of rehab as expected. He went to Arizona. People think he's going to a clinic called the Meadows. A member of Harvey's entourage went off on a reporter who showed up at the airport to record the moment for posterity. Well, calling that person a reporter is a misnomer.
Yeah.
They're the paparazzi. Earlier in the day, he paid a visit to his attorney's office in L.A., and he flipped the bird at the cameras that were standing by. Harvey's day started out with even more drama, though. In the morning, he went to his 22-year-old daughter Remy's house, where they got into a huge fight. At one point, Harvey went out to the street and tried to flag down a passing car for a ride.
Wow.
This gets weird. She got him back in the house, but she eventually called 911, claiming that her dad was suicidal and depressed.
Well, he's had a pretty bad week.
You think he took a shower there?
Stop it.
That's terrible. Andy Cohen from Bravo's Watch What Happens Live will take Kathy Griffin's spot alongside Anderson Cooper for CNN's annual New Year's Eve live show. Kathy co-hosted with Anderson for the past 10 years, but she was dumped. We know the whole thing about Trump and the severed head. In a statement, Anderson said, quote, "Andy is the life of the party wherever he goes, and what bigger party is there than New Year's Eve? It's going to be a blast." I think, you know, and it's not just because they're both gay. I think it's going to be, Rob, you didn't know?
What? I didn't know.
Sorry about that. I think there is, you know, and obviously, by the way, I'm not saying this because all gay people have chemistry.
No.
That's not true.
Right.
But I'm thinking
they throw great parties, though.
They will complement each other's style. They will come because Anderson is kind of the you know the staid newsy guy, and I think Andy Cohen's
little
got
over
a lot
the
of personality.
Top, little over the top, and the good thing totally. About Andy Cohen is he can keep one eye on the camera and one eye on the ball.
All right, you think he's one of the cross-eyed?
He
people,
is. Him yeah. and all right. of the Dixie chicks.
Okay, thank you. After years of dealing with intrusive fans, the owner of the Breaking Bad house in Albuquerque, he's putting a wrought iron fence around it. The house was used as the home of Walter White. Hey, Mr. White! Over the years, it's gotten tons of attention from fans. I would think that it slowed down, but I guess not. But people have vandalized it, stolen rocks from the landscaping. People are such a... God, we are rubes. We are
this is
a
what
nation
matters
of
to
them.
Us. This is what matters to
God,
us.
God, it's on the magic screen.
Yeah, of course.
One of the owners says, quote, we feel like we can leave. We can't leave because when we do, something happens. We don't want to gate ourselves in. We're the ones who are being locked up. We did nothing wrong. Okay. That's interesting.
Also, you know what you bought.
You bought, yeah. You know what you bought.
You bought a pizza on your roof. You know why.
And also, why are you press releasing the fact that you're putting a fence around your house?
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Okay, now we're going to go cities. This is, I don't know why, but I was fascinated, and I kept going back to this. This is your horoscope and the cities you should live in. I'm going to tear through this.
Okay.
If you're in Aries, it's Chicago. You need excitement, so a big city is best. If you're a Taurus, you should live in Westport, Connecticut.
Of course.
You need access to a big city, and it's an hour from New York, but Tauruses would rather own a home than rent. I don't know why they picked Westport. Hmm. If you're a Gemini, move to London. Geminis tend to be very into learning and continuing their education, and there are a lot of big museums and schools there.
Museums.
If you're a Cancer, this is me. It's Charleston, South Carolina.
Good city.
Cancers like privacy, want to be financially secure, and have a family. Charleston is a good spot for that. Thanks for the detail. Moving right along.
Thank you for moving in here, Mr. O'Mara.
Well, how are you? I understand we got some mint juleps on the porch. Nice to have you here. Enjoy your privacy.
If you're a Leo, move to Spain, specifically Ibiza. Leos like to entertain people, need lots of sunshine, and tend to be a little vain. So somewhere impressive is good. Ibiza is, you know, lots of
Ibiza.
Beautiful people. Virgo, Stockholm, Sweden. I don't care why. Libra, head to Prague in the Czech Republic. Libras like a lot of culture, but they need somewhere safe. Hey, I saw a hostel.
Yes.
How safe are we talking? If you're a Scorpio, move to Tokyo. Scorpios tend to gravitate. By the way, pop your hand up if you're one of these.
Yeah.
Scorpios tend to gravitate towards things that are trendy. Tokyo is a trendy town. If you're a Sagittarius, the perfect city is Jerusalem. Hey, you need a place with lots of history where you can move simply and travel wherever you want to. A Capricorn, head to Berlin, Germany. Mm. It's stylish, traditional, and somewhat cheap. If you're an Aquarius, the best city to live is Austin, Texas. A good place to be if you like to do your own thing.
Yes. Yeah.
The last one, Pisces.
That's me.
Head to, Rob, you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Salzburg, Austria.
Get out of my way. I'm Austrian bound.
It's on a river, which is good because Pisces need to be closer to water, obviously, yes. The fish. And it's also good because it's probably musical. Music is important to you. That's where the sound of music
yes,
is
it
from.
Was.
It does apply to Rob's
so, a needle pulling thread.
It totally does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it'd be a perfect town for you, Mr. Spiewak.
I'll be there shortly.
Losing track of your kid in a corn maze isn't a big deal. But it's kind of a fall tradition. Where's the little guy? He's in the corn maze. But losing track of your kid in a corn maze and not realizing it until the next day?
Oh,
what?
No.
That's a whole different level. A family went to a corn maze in West Jordan, Utah on Monday, and the parents lost track of their three-year-old. Somehow they didn't realize it until the next morning.
The world.
They called the cops. They told him their son might still be in the maze. Fortunately, someone else found the kid on Monday night, but he couldn't tell him enough about himself, at least three, to find the family. So far, no charges have been filed. For what it's worth, the cops say the parents showed up at their station with 10 other kids. Maybe that's the problem.
Wow.
They said they couldn't keep track of all of them. Obviously, not a good enough excuse, so they're in a little bit.
You think if you got that many kids, you put a tile on them, you know?
Something.
Yeah. He's got food.
10 kids.
Yeah, and they're overalls.
Leash them.
Well, it's Utah, too, so maybe that whole... Yeah, it's Utah, right? Maybe they got that Mormon thing going on in the world.
You know those big vans? You can't see the back seat. And if they're little guys, like, I guess he's back there somewhere.
Yeah, he's in Rob Ford's van.
That's right.
I wonder if he's the youngest one in the family, too. Yeah. Lots of questions, but I won't get all the answers today.
I got left everywhere.
Now a little something-something. There's a 19-year-old guy named Tyler Tyson. His 18-year-old friend is Owen Lardizone. And they were at Taco Bell, a drive-thru. And yes, it was in Stuart, Florida.
Hey!
Last month. That's by the way, if you want to visit, that's just outside of Port St. Lucie, about 40 miles north of Palm Beach, on the East Coast, on the other side. After they paid, they were asked to pull up and park while they waited for their food so they didn't hold up the line.
Right.
But they refused.
Oh,
love my state. Yeah. They said they didn't care about all the cars behind them. Everyone else could just wait. Well, that in Florida causes a ruckus.
Sure.
Not clear how much food they ordered, but they ended up arguing with one of the people behind them. And, of course, someone called the cops because it's Taco Bell and it's in Florida. When police got there, the people in the other car were gone, but Tyler and Owen were still walking around the parking lot yelling obscenities at people.
Oh, my God.
They were arrested. And I'm sorry, this is 3 days in a row, but I go on little Florida Jags here, and this is the new slogan.
This is a brand new slogan for the state.
Brand new slogan. Thank you, Rob.
Yes.
Brand new slogan for the state of Florida. Here we go. Florida. Where we produce... Let me stop. Please. It's not that funny.
No.
I'm not being a broadcast professional.
So what you're saying is that if there was a previous slogan... For the state of Florida.
Yeah, right.
Oh, great
That's
one.
Right.
That That's this right. would replace yeah. it
this
in
is
all
the, new
the
one.
This is the new one.
The new
yes,
one.
Yes, exactly.
May a diseased ferret lodge in your sister's palm tree. Anyway.
I know, we're all very excited to hear it, Johnny.
Florida, where we produce 90% of the world's orange juice and 63% of the world's idiots. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh. Kind of like this. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Take it away.
Brothers and sisters, gather together as huge revelations are shared on this week's O'MaraCast.
The thought process of not eating for a week is mind-boggling to me.
P1 John Crandall of Tampa is this week's special guest who has his own wishes.
You know, sex boy's gone. Jennifer Wisniewski, I don't know what happened to her. I'd love to see those guys come back.
It's a show so jam-packed, you'll need to testify.
Yay for church.
Download and feel the powers. On the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thank you very much. S&D. Hey, John, we'll try to get Jennifer here for you. I'm just working on a few things. Anyway, there you go. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon.
Ooh!
Scared, kids?
A little bit.
Halloween is fast approaching, and Amazon is your haunted headquarters. All the boys and ghouls are shopping through our Amazon portal. I kind of transitioned into
that was a beautiful left turn. Yeah, I like
that was kind of a Frankenstein into Peter Lorre thing.
Yeah.
All the boys and ghouls are shopping through our Amazon portal.
Dracula. Cool kids like Ian Sigdahl.
Oh?
He bought a vine aerator. Hey, Ian. Is that Cabernet or a glass of blood? Hey, it was perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
Matt is last preparing for a Halloween party by buying... Matt Last, is that his real name?
That's his name.
Matt Last is preparing for a Halloween party by buying red and black food coloring, liquid smoke, and smoke salt. Take it easy, Matt, or you'll need an exorcist for your colon. And Reese Maffitt bought a dog wheelchair for the Hounds of Hell. Plus... Amazon has costumes, candy, and all the horrifying paraphernalia that your haunted heart
Hounds
desires.
Of Hell?
It's where I did my pirate ship on
exactly.
Amazon. Shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Karloff? Karloff's not fit to smell my... Anyway, do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the terrifying TMOS app or go through our spooky website. Now... Go spend money, Karloff. Karloff can kiss my wrinkled ass. Spend a lot of it on Amazon. We appreciate that. Now, without further ado, let us open up the audio vault. Let's pull it out and let all the scary sounds come out.
I'll tell you what. It's an exciting day to be in D.C. because they're obviously going to win the World Series.
Oh my God.
Nat's fever.
Nationals fever.
Yes.
Nationals fever. That drunk lady staggering down the seat waving a flag was Barb Bannon Moody.
Mike! Congratulations to the Nats. Michael Taylor yesterday in the 2017 NLDS Grand Slam.
Wade Davis comes on here in the eighth with the bases loaded, and he inherits a 1-0 count to the hitter Michael A. Taylor. In the air to right center field. Well hit.
Hat Salami.
Goes back to the Salami. Ball. And that ball is gone! Michael A. Taylor with a grand slam home run in the eighth off Wade Davis. And a stunned silence.
Oh, they were stunned.
You better.
Falls over Wrigley Field.
There was a brief power outage in Washington, D.C. yesterday that happened during the grand slam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Many people did not see it, but they heard about it after the fact.
Stadium dead silent. Mm-hmm. It was rough. Really?
Yeah. That's scary. That's scary. And of course, that announcer.
Can you go any lower?
Do you buy in at all? I know you're a Red Sox fan, but at all? Because you have a connection to D.C.
Yes, I have now. Well, you shift when you're a fan of a team. I have gone from the Red Sox, and then I was a Tito guy. I wanted to see the Indians beat the Yankees. I hate seeing the Yankees win.
I know.
And now I will shift to the Nationals.
Tonight,
yeah, absolutely.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
Must win.
Yes, D.C. Sports.
Well, I was expecting them to lose. I was watching. I was like, this is going to go.
No, this is going to be an amazing story if they can
At
do this.
At this time of year, are you sad that you've moved because you're so far away from this amazing sports town?
Oh, I sure am. Absolutely, Rob. And I'm thinking hockey more than anything else right now. Now that the Red Sox are out of it. But the Nationals are a fantastic story. Go Nats. Yeah. And, this town
Caps
needs this town. Did they lose to Pittsburgh?
3-2.
So you can't watch it all.
No.
Yeah. I watched the Yankees Cleveland game last night. So
did you tape it? You can watch it again tonight.
No, don't plan on it. Thank you, Rob. Let's move on. Thank you.
Another big winner, Austin Rogers. I am addicted to watching this guy on Jeopardy.
Okay.
He won again.
How many weeks? How many weeks is he, how many games?
I know that he's over $400,000.
There is a little bit of bitching going on that they don't think they should have limited it to five the way they
used
to.
That was the original. You could win five games, yeah.
All right, so you're into this guy, but it doesn't make him any more exciting as a human being.
No,
correct?
Well, here he is winning last night. I thought the final Jeopardy question was pretty easy.
A Latin word for a sea creature. In photography, it's a color that conveys nostalgia. Austin, the Latin word for the cuttlefish is sepia. Oh. You wrote down the correct response. You're going to go over 400,000. How much did
Stop
you risk?
Stop the tape for
Only
a second. You thought that was easy?
Sepia?
Yeah, I thought it was sepia, but...
Sepia, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was... I didn't know that one. Sorry.
100, all right. 16,300, and now a 12-day total 12-day. Of 411.
$1,000.
But what was great is, you know, when they're on that many days in a row, they run out of stuff to ask him about during the Happy Talk feature after the first commercial. And so they asked him about the clothes he wears.
Austin Rogers, bartender from New York. Let's talk about your wardrobe because it has changed quite a bit in the 2 weeks you've been on the program. Everything you have worn, though, has been purchased where?
Thrift shops. I buy everything except the black suit I've worn. Everything I've worn is from the thrift shop. Every blazer, every tie, jeans, shoes, all of it.
Now, is that just for our show?
No, I buy everything at thrift shops. People at the on the Upper East Side will give away completely good things except healthcare, apparently.
Zang.
Pretty funny guy.
Wow.
I know that it looks like things are bad for Harvey Weinstein. I'm not prepared to weigh in yet. But
are you waiting, Rob?
I am.
You being patient?
I want all the details to come in.
Because, we don't know yet.
Because a celebrity has come to his aid.
What?
Someone
really?
Spoke out in favor of him. She put it on Instagram briefly and pulled it down. But
oh, no.
Good news. Lindsay Lohan is on Harvey's side.
Oh,
hi,
no.
Lindsay Lohan. Hi. I'm in Dubai. I'm home, and I feel very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on. I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. And we've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. So stand up.
So she's pro-Harvey and anti-wife. And that's a bold stance.
if we may, let's go through the thought process. He's never done anything to me.
Right.
Mm. So that's her world.
Me.
Her
me,
world ends yeah. 5 inches from her face, yeah. and the that's world. Why she's supporting it. The world. Yeah,
but, you know, all this Harvey stuff is recent because they didn't make this joke on 30 Rock 5 years ago.
Don't do it, J-Mo. You don't want to mess with Weird Al.
Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions out of 5.
Oh, my God.
So that's...
So the joke was there behind the scenes.
Always.
That he was a creep.
That he was a total creep. Mm. But just, I guess, many, many folks didn't know the extent of how horrible this behavior
look, to
was.
Be- In a wild way, and you guys mentioned this.
We'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. Okay. Yeah,
but you mentioned
culture.
This briefly. You mentioned it. This is the tipping point for that culture, right?
This yeah, could oh, be the absolutely. Beginning of the end. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I think this is the final nail in the coffin. It may have begun around the Cosby situation, yes. yeah. I think. And this is kind of like, okay, what's terrifying is that, well, we'll talk, yeah, we'll go into detail cool. about it. But it's, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I'd like to really talk about radio and, you know, what it was like in the 80s and all that. It's interesting.
Sometimes I hear a joke on a late night talk show that just makes me think of you. I think they might write it for you, Mike.
Okay.
So let's close with this. Jimmy Kimmel was talking about the new Star Wars trailer. There is a brief clip of a new creature called the Porg, and it looks like a little bird-like creature. And Jimmy Kimmel discussing the Porg in The Last Jedi.
Star Wars The Last Jedi. The new trailer has lots of action, but the thing everyone seems to be going nuts over are the Porgs. Have you seen the Porgs? These are cute little creatures that live on the island Luke Skywalker's been hiding on. And they're also the toy we're going to be beating other parents over the head for at Target this Christmas. Now, in the trailer, you couldn't make out what the Porg was saying, but because Disney owns ABC, we were able to get the enhanced audio, and I think you're going to like it.
Yeah, boy!
So that's the Porg. That's your magic audio vault. Have a good
yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah, boy!
That's everybody. Awesome.
That's awesome. I love that. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to rob2bs@mikeomerashow.com, everybody.
Yeah, boy.
Yes, boy.
Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101 Washington, D.C. 20007.
Yeah, boy.
Thanks yes. again for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, boy.
So long, everybody.
Yes, boy.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.